Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning the fourth and fifth Mishnayos in the fourth chapter of Maseches Brachos. The fourth Mishnah begins, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'ose tefilaso keva, ein tefilaso tachnunim. Someone whose prayer is fixed, is established, then his prayer is not requests for mercy. In other words, someone who davens by rote, as a force of habit, he's on autopilot, he's not really davening. He's just going through the words without thinking about them, without actually asking Hashem for what is written in the prayer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Hamahalech b'makom sekana mispalot tefila ktsara. Someone who's walking in a place of danger should say a short prayer. Omer, the prayer he says is, Hosha Hashem es amcha es she'eris Yisrael. God, please save your nation, the remnant of Israel. Whenever there's a danger of straying into sin, let their needs be seen before you. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you God, Shomea Tfila, the one who hears our prayers. Take a quick look in Bart Nuro. Ha'osa Tfilaso Keva, someone who makes his prayer fixed or rote. She'tfilaso Doma Alav Kemasoi, it's a burden on him. Veloshen Keva, and explaining the word Keva, fixed or established for rote. She'omar, Chok Kavua Alai, it's a set obligation on me, L'hispalo, to daven. V'tzarach ani l'tzeis bimenu, and I need to get out from under it. Mispalo tefila ketzara, he should say a short prayer. Umahi tefila ketzara, she'omar hosha Hashem es amcha, etc. So the short prayer that it says is what it then continues in the Mishnah. The whole process ha'ibur, whenever there's a danger of wandering into sin. Afilu b'sha sheheim porsh la'avera, even at a time where they are walking into sin, yu tzarcheihem guluyim lefanecha, let their needs be revealed before you, Hashem, l'rachim aleihem, in order to have mercy on them. Parashas lashon prisha. Parashas is the same word as prisha, which is to separate. Ha'ibor shel avera. Ha'ibor is the same word as avera. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. El ha'tfila shemispalim b'makom sekana, rather, the prayer that we say in a situation of danger, hitzarche amcha merubim, etc. It's the prayer that the needs of your nation are many. U'mispala adam osa kishehu mahalich, and a person should say that prayer while he's walking. Ve'enam mispala lo shlos brishonos v'lo shlos achronos, and he shouldn't say the three blessings before or the three blessings after. So this is intended as a substitute for Shmoneh Esrei, as we were talking in the previous mission about Havinenu. You would say three brachas, Havinenu in the middle, and then the last three brachas at the end. So here you would not say three brachas and then this short tefillah and three brachas. You would only say the short tefillah. Why? Because it's a place of danger. Ukshiavar makam sakana v'tis yashiv dato, and after he's out of the dangerous situation and he's got his wits about him again, tzarech lachzor l'haspalal tefila ketikna im lo avra onsa. Then he should go back and he should say the regular Shmoneh Esrei. He should daven as per usual, assuming that the time has not passed. So this is what he should say. Well, in a makam sakana, if he's not able to daven again later, this does the trick. But if he is able to daven again later, he should, even though he said this mini-prayer in the interim. Mishnah Hey, Hayarochi v'alachamor yered. If someone is riding on a donkey, he should get off the donkey. V'me'enu yachol yered, yachzir es panav. And if he's not able to get off the donkey, then he should turn his head away. Where? We'll see. V'me'enu yachol lachzir es panav, and if he's not able to turn his face away, yikaven es libo k'neged beis kodesh hakadoshim. Then he should direct his thoughts towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Actually, the word base is in parentheses. It's not part of our text of the Mishnah. Let's take a look in the Bart Nuro. Hayarochi v'alchamor yered. If he's riding on a donkey, he should climb down. Ein halacha k'stam Mishnah zu. Even though it's a stam Mishnah, even though it's not Rabbi this says one thing, Rabbi that says another thing, and you don't know who the final halacha is, normally a stam Mishnah is the halacha. That's not the case here. Ela ben yesh lo mi sheyachos b'chamaro, ben ein lo mi sheyachos chamaro lo yered. Whether or not he has someone who will hold his donkey for him, he should not climb down. Mimnei shein data mi sheves alav, because he's not going to have peace of mind. He's going to be worried. Kishehu yored. So he should not climb down. Yachzir es panav. He should turn his face away. L'tzad Yerushalayim. Towards Yerushalayim. Let's skip over for a moment to the Tosos Yantiv. V'lo tema neged Yerushalayim lachud, not only towards Yerushalayim, el k'neged Yerushalayim v'k'neged beis hamikdash v'k'neged beis kodesh hakadoshim. Rather, it's towards Yerushalayim and more specifically towards the Beis HaMikdash, and more specifically towards the Holy of Holies. Shenemar, Vispalu Olecha Derech Artzam. When the temple was established, Shlomo HaMelech said that they would daven facing there. Yikavenes Libo K'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They should turn their hearts towards the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Shenemar Vispalu El HaMakom Hazeh. Same place, it says, they will daven towards this location. That is the end of Mishneh Hay. Tomorrow we will continue with Mishnayos Vav and Zion, and that will be the end of the fourth parak of Brachos.